Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. When we look at the future of the Black Hills, how do we balance economic development and environmental integrity? Join us today at SDPB's Black Hill Studio in downtown Rapid City for the latest live broadcast of Where Do We Go From Here? You can join them in the studio or you can tune in to the live webcast at noon Mountain Time and 1 p.m. Central Time. Today's topic is Black Hills Resources, addressing economic viability and environmental integrity. Joining us now from the studio, host Chuck Parkinson. Hey, Chuck, thanks for
returning. Lori. Say also once again, I'm sorry.
No, sorry. Go ahead, Chuck. What were you going to say?
Greetings from sunny western South Dakota. I understand things aren't so great in the east.
It's pretty. We're just going to go with that. It's not sunny here at all.
Yeah, understood.
Also with us, Rick Bell. He's president of Sustainable Environmental Energy Engineering, and he's chair of Black Hills Chapter of Dakota Rural Action. Hey, Rick, thanks for being here.
Yes, good afternoon.
A fascinating topic, Chuck, and give me an overview of what does it exactly mean, and what's the meat of what you're going to be getting at in today's episode?
Well, Lori, I think this episode really is going to be an overview of things. There are so many topics that we could spend an entire episode on. Today, we're going to talk about what are the general parameters? Give a little background of things. Usually when people think of resources in the Black Hills, they think of minerals and timber. And there's always discussion about should there be more development and to use those resources. But one of the things we never look at is, and of course, emotions get very high when you deal with a lot of these issues. And so it's one of those things where people are very concerned about, you know, continued economic development, but they're also very concerned about integrity of the environment. One of the other things we're going to spend some time talking about are what are alternatives to some of the things that have been the traditional things that have been talked about in western South Dakota. They not only apply here, but they apply throughout the state and throughout the country.
And who is joining you today on the panel?
Today we'll be joined by Dr. Duane Abada, who's a professor at the South Dakota School of Mines, Eric Hikas, who's with Forefront Designs and a member of the Rapid City Sustainability Committee, Sunny Rivers from EcoWorks, Inc., which is a Black Hills solar company, and he is a member of the Pennington County Planning Commission. And also Rick will be with us, and Rick is the president, as you introduced, of Sustainable Energy.
Rick, let's bring you into the conversation a little bit, and tell me, first of all, is it possible that this is not a zero-sum game, or it's not binary, it's not the economy or the environment? Is it possible for us to sort of have both working in the same direction, hand in hand?
Absolutely, Lori. I'm an environmental engineer first, and I guess I didn't also mention I'm president of the South Dakota Engineering Society here in the Black Hills. So I bring together the technology, together with the finances, together with, just the looking forward. My specialty is engineering of renewable resources, so hopefully we'll be able to talk a little bit more about that when we do the panel.
Do people, Rick, approach that when you say I'm an environmental engineer and this is what I do? They approach that. You generally get responses that are, curious, enthusiastic, skeptical. Chuck mentioned sometimes this is a contentious topic for people.
Well, we try to approach it from a common sense standpoint. And usually if I can show them the economic benefits as well as the environmental benefits, it goes a long way to showing that it's a viable steps to really proceed on. So that's my modus operandi, I guess.
Yeah. Chuck, give me some scaffolding for some of the things that might, be discussed today.
I think the number one thing, well, there are several things. The number one thing, of course, are the priorities and how do you put the priorities in order. But one of the things we want to do this is somewhat of an instructional and educational issue also, discussion about the current laws and how they apply to the harvesting of resources, and I take that to the fact that currently the most of the laws are under the 1872 Mining Act, which was 1872, and long before South Dakota became a state. And is it time to make changes, and do we need to make those changes? Also, more important probably, what are some of the technologies that are available today? We all hear about them, but I want to get into a little bit more into the specifics of them and address the issue about, once again, going back to laws that are regarding them, and how do we make it easier for certain things to proceed, or are things on an okay basis, but what do we need to do to move toward a more progressive approach to sustainable resources, to also reusable resources, and how do we balance between the things that are the traditional resources that we have always used in fossil fuels, and move forward a little bit on that, and just have a general discussion about how things can replace certain things, or are they going to replace certain things? So we'll kind of see where it takes us when we sit down and start to talk about it. But I'm very interested, because this is a subject area which, quite frankly, I'm not an expert in, and I'm going to learn as much out of this discussion, I think, as hopefully our viewers will learn.
Chuck, you mentioned timber a few moments ago, and I spoke with Congresswoman Kristi Noem yesterday about the Farm Bill, the 2018 Farm Bill, and that was very much part of what she was looking at. In one of the provisions was this notion of the regulations for timber in the Black Hills and things that would affect the forest. So it's an ongoing conversation and people are very passionate about that.
Oh, yes. I think you hear those discussions, and Rick can probably speak to those discussions as well, as will all the other members of the panel. But I think it's a very emotional issue. And one of the things is, as we've always tried to do with the focus on this program, is civility and civil discourse, where people can actually sit down and try to talk to each other and find if there is some common ground to meet. I think Rick made mention of that earlier today about the way he approaches things. And I think that's our goal in this whole discussion, is how do we find that common ground so that we can kind of dampen those emotions, not take them away, because emotions drive our thought process often, mm-hmm. but to at least get people to listen to each other on these subject areas and try to find a way to forward together.
Rick, you want to elaborate on that? This sort of, looking for common ground. Where do we begin? I'm sure listening must be a huge part of that, really trying to figure out what the other person's fears or concerns are.
Yeah, Lori, I think it's a combination of listening, but it's also education. And we have, some people that are stuck in old ways, and we're talking about change, and it's difficult sometimes. But what we need to do is spend more time, in civil discourse, as Chuck mentioned, but also just educating folks and what are the benefits, what are the drawbacks in continuing our current course of action, and how can we improve things. So that's what we're trying to do.
And how do you have those conversations, Rick, in a way that when you look at someone, and as you say, maybe they're stuck in old ways, or they don't have current, information, but they're also afraid of sort of being marginalized as, new information and new technology comes forward, whether that's because, a job that they had is no longer, a sustainable part of our economy, or otherwise. You certainly don't want people to feel like all of a sudden, they're being pushed to the outside of a conversation that they were once central to.
Well, again, I think it's listening, and I think, everybody has a perspective. But we just need to show them that, things are going to change with or without them. It's better to get on the bus and, basically explain, that you can either stay in your old ways, or you can try to embrace the new things that are coming along. And hopefully, we'll be able to make economic and other arguments as to why that's so important for this community.
Chuck, anything you want to add to that?
No, I think it's going to be a fun discussion today, Lori, as all of the previous sessions we've had. And as Rick said, I hope that this is an educational effort that we can get out. And it's certainly not the start, but it's hopefully a piece that falls in that will help people better understand what the options are and how we can move forward.
And Chuck, we just have a couple minutes left, but I'm wondering, you know, this is what, maybe the third or the fourth meeting of where do we go from here? How is it going? What kind of feedback are you getting from
this
viewers
is
and
this will be number four. And the feedback we've gotten has been very positive. You know, I jokingly told my wife on the first one we had that if we got 50 responses, I would be extremely excited because it's something we had never done before, and it's a first time for the Black Hills Bureau to do. But in the first day, we had over 1,500. And comments I've gotten back from people who have listened to it and have watched it have been very, very positive. There have been some constructive comments on where people would like to go, and it's amazing the number of people who have contacted us with subject and topic ideas. There isn't enough time doing it once a month, but I don't know that we would be able to do it more frequently than that. But it's been fun so far, and I think our future, the next two or three that we have in the queue, are going to be just as interesting or more so, and hopefully we can grow on that.
Chuck Parkinson, just send him to me because we have got space in the moment to continue some of those conversations. Okay. Chuck and Rick Bell, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you, Lori.
And you can tune in to Where Do We Go From Here? They're getting ready now in the Black Hills studio for South Dakota Public Broadcasting downtown on Main Street there in Rapid City. Tune into the live webcast. That's at noon Mountain, 1 p.m. Central Time.